You are listening to Pure Opelka
with Mike Opelka.
Studo, my friends, welcome to the Friday edition of Pure Opelka. Much to talk about today, much to discuss. Big news, obviously, early this morning out of Korea, when North and South are saying they're going to denuclearize, they're going to maybe even unite after they finally end the war. A lot to discuss, but who gets the credit? That's the subject of today's vital question. Who gets credit if North Korea and South Korea finally stop fighting, denuclearize, and maybe reunite? Should it be Donald Trump? Should it be the North Koreans? Should it be the South Koreans? Should it be all of them? Should it be Obama? Go to Twitter at StuntBrain and place your vote now. And then be prepared to be angry, because I have a topic that's going to make you angry. At least if you're a fan of the Second Amendment, a fan of good parenting, you might be angry about this. Do you remember Ken Bone? Ken Bone, the guy who in October of 2016, became a bit of a celebrity because he asked a great question at a debate on CNN. And he was a little bit of a schlubby guy with a red sweater. And he was a normal dude, but he was an undecided voter who asked a question about energy and also about the environment, something that both Clinton and Donald Trump were saying they had the answers for. Ken Bone was thrust into the public spotlight, became, as I said, somewhat of a celebrity. Well, I met him, interviewed him about that at CPAC, and we've stayed in touch. Ken Bone's in the news because he took his son to a gun range and took a picture of it and posted it on the internet. Now, his son's being investigated. His son has to deal with the police. He's been suspended by the school district. It's a mess. So I invited Ken Bone to join Angie Austin and myself this morning on our radio show. That's early in the morning. If you want to know more, you go to angieandmike.us. You'll get all the details. You can listen there. But Ken Bone in St. Louis, Missouri, just outside of it in a suburb, talked to us about the situation. And I had to say good morning, Ken Bone, and meet my co-host, Angie Austin.
Hi, good morning, Mike. It's great to talk to you again. And Angie, it's lovely to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, when Mike sent me the text, he said, you know who Ken Bone is. I said, you mean the red sweater guy, which I'm sure you've heard a million times. And so from now on, when you go viral, I think you should have kind of like a closet full of red sweaters. That way, and we'll immediately notice you, recognize you from the photo.
Well, I used to have probably 30 or 40 of them the manufacturer gave to me, but I gave them all away. Now I only have one. Back where I started.
This story is fascinating because I already debated this with my husband, and Mike and I went over this in detail. So can you give us the background?
Yeah, so you guys are familiar with Kyle Kashuv down in Parkland, one of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas survivors.
Yes.
He had tweeted that he and his father had gone to the gun range, and he posted some videos and pictures of himself learning to shoot for the first time. And then the next day at school, he got pulled into the security office. And, from what he says, they kind of read him the riot act. He really got the third degree from him. And he was quite upset by it. So when he tweeted about that experience, I replied to that with a picture of myself and my son at the gun range. And I said, here's a pic of me teaching my son to shoot safely. Maybe those security guys should talk to me, too, or talk to him, too. And one of his school administrators, one of Logan's school administrators, saw that and interpreted it as some kind of threat, I guess. And now he's suspended from school.
What? This guy interpreted it as a threat? And now give us some background on your son. Good student, bad student, ever in trouble?
Well, he has been in trouble before. There was a misunderstanding last year. He had his binder laying open on his homework desk at home, and he left his pocket knife sitting on it, zipped it up in the binder, took it to school, and some kids saw it, and he ended up getting expelled from school last year. for having a knife at school. And, you know, obviously we were upset by that and we tried to fight it. But when it gets down to it, rules are rules, and he got expelled. So now he's at a higher security school, serving out his expulsion at what we call safe school, which is like a second chance program. And that's what he's been suspended from, just for being in a picture with his dad and having a gun. But okay. All the teachers at this school, they love him. He's never caused any trouble. He's never been disciplined in any way. And it just, you know, it kind of baffles me that he's not even the one that made the social media post. I did. He didn't write the caption. I wrote it.
The picture's over a year old. The child didn't post it. The father posted the photo teaching his son how to shoot under his guidance, something that used to happen every day in America, as fathers and sons, fathers and daughters, mothers and daughters and sons would teach kids how to use properly a firearm. This makes me so upset, Ken. Now, your son made a mistake. He broke the rules in a zero tolerance environment by having that knife there. You've taken a very reasonable approach to it. What's the next step in this situation? What has to happen now to get your son back in school?
Well, I talked to the principal. See, this all happened yesterday just as school had let out. Mm. So his principal called me after the school day was over and told me that Logan was suspended. I was at work at the time. I called home and asked my wife, like, does Logan know what's going on? And she said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So I had to tell him over the phone that he was suspended from school because of my social media post. And, you know, he just thought that was ridiculous. They never asked him about it at school. They never talked to him about it or, you know, called me and asked me to explain what was going on. They just jumped immediately to suspending him and referred it to the police. So I had to talk to the detective captain at our local police station, and he just seems kind of baffled as to what he's supposed to be doing. But the school says he's suspended until a police investigation is complete. And now we have to wait for the police to get a hold of the school today and ask them just what he's supposed to be investigating.
Now, the picture that you put, you said, here's a pic of my son learning to shoot safely under my supervision. Maybe those security guys want to talk to him. And then you get, then that was on Tuesday you posted it. And then yesterday, Thursday afternoon, he's basically, your son is told that he is suspended until a police investigation. The cops are like, what are we investigating? And then I asked you, is this your gun? And you said, no, you were at the range. This was last year. And you were legally renting the gun there and legally firing the gun there. And then I want to tell you what my husband, who is a gun owner, and all of his family members, they all own guns. His brother's a police officer, his grandpa was a cop, his dad has guns, so he's a gun guy, but my husband is a Democrat, and my husband said, ask Ken what, okay, he said, ask Ken, keep in mind my husband's pretty feisty, why he would put his son in this situation and put his son's photo up, because he knows this is going to poke the bear, and now his son is going to be the one that pays the price.
The reason I put the photo up was only for, like, to support Kyle Kashev. Like, it was a reply to him because he had been given some trouble by his school administrators for doing a perfectly legal activity.
Mm-hmm.
So I replied to him. I said, look, you haven't done anything wrong. This is a normal thing for fathers and sons to do. Sorry you're going through what you're going through. So that was just to show support to him. And I guess I have a little too much faith in humanity, thinking that, oh, surely, even if someone thinks this is inappropriate, my son will not get punished for the sins of his father. And then we saw how that worked out.
That's just amazing to me, Angie. This is the worst use of administrative time at a school, punishing a child because a parent was teaching them how to properly use a firearm. This is what's wrong in America today. We're tearing apart the parent and child relationship. I support Ken Bone on this. I hope this school wakes up. I love the fact that the police are saying, hey, we don't even know what we're supposed to be investigating. What the heck are we supposed to be doing? Ken, do you think they're going to come to your house and confiscate firearms?
Well, I don't think they're going to do that. And if they do want to come and take my firearms away, then a couple things that happened. We'd have to get a lawyer involved, and also all my firearms would have just been tragically lost in a boating accident. know, they, coincidentally, they're not here at the house to be taken away. But, you know, I'm not like more liberal people would call a crazy gun guy. Like, yeah, I own guns. But when we talk about we want to have more common sense gun legislation, I'm open to talking about that. But to me, the first step in common sense anything is education. That's why I have such a strong stance in educating my son about firearms. I want him to know how to handle them safely, how to behave when he sees one, how to treat a firearm with respect. It's not a toy, you know, and the principal rules of gun safety. And I think if we could get our representatives to learn the same things, maybe they could make more meaningful legislation instead of banning things because of, you know, what color they are or what kind of grip they have.
Well, this is all great information, and I appreciate your giving us some time here early in the morning, Ken Bone. We will hopefully hear from you, and hopefully you'll tell us how this was resolved in a good way. We'll keep you in our thoughts, Ken Bone.
Thanks very much. Yeah, we're holding out faith that once we get people in the same room to talk about it, it's going to be reasonable, and he's going to be back to school.
Thank you, Ken Bone. We will stay on top of this.